Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Flip Flops and People Ops. I'm your host, Christy Hoffman, and today I have an update for you, but first, a quick story. About 3 years ago, in the throes of the pandemic, I was working at Pingboard and doing some customer research. And I said to the greater team at the time, you guys, have you seen this People Ops job title? I'm seeing it everywhere. And they were like, no, what is this? I said, it seems to be something a little bit different from HR. It's like the qualitative side of like, how are the people doing? And come to think of it, HR is working on a lot. This seems like a really necessary thing, but it's been around since Google apparently, but it's having like a comeback because employees are not happy. The whole workforce of the world is disengaged, and this People Ops title just seems to be something. And I had gone out and done some research on other HR content. My job was to help build the tool and do great marketing to help you all find the tool. But what I couldn't have anticipated is how much I really fell in love with you guys. The more I looked into the underserved niche content for People Ops and the qualitative side of what it takes to drive engagement, the more compelled I felt to say things in my own way and make sure that you knew you're not crazy. Driving engagement is incredibly hard. It's nuanced, messy, tricky business rooted in psychology. A lot of people's childhoods. You got a tricky CEO who maybe isn't giving you budget. I went out and found a lot of you and I said, I need to talk to you. What's a day in your life like? And before I knew it, I was neck deep in a podcast that I was trying to post as often as I could because I had so much to say about different ways to think about it from the employee's perspective. I've talked to so many of you over the years where you've said, hey, that episode helped me get a promotion. Hey, that episode helped me have a really tough discussion with my CEO and it went really well. Hey, I wanted to get into People Ops and I didn't know what it was. And I listened to your HR versus People Ops episode and I realized I'm not a systems and like policies person. I'm a qualitative surveys person. So thank you for keeping me from going down the wrong path. That was not my strengths. And it was like, you're welcome. I'm happy to. Had I known the show was going to become anything, I probably would have named it something a little different, but neither here nor there. Flip Flops and People Ops caught a lot of attention. But I just very vividly remember one day saying, like, we got to do something for this very specific part of an HR team and help them because they are doing their best, but they're also trying to keep the business running. And it's really hard to change the business while you're also running the business. That's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach. Fast forward 3 years, my following has grown. Pingboard is now WorkLeap. I mean, there's been a lot of changes, but what hasn't changed is how important it is for you to have tech to help you go faster. So as I represented these brands of Pingboard, now WorkLeap, I still stand by the fact that in order to deliver a better employee experience that drives engagement, because remember, experience and engagement are different, you need to have technology to help you show up for the moments that you would have no idea were unfolding on Teams if you were not literally there to witness it. And you can't be 50 people at once, 200 people, however many employees you have. You can't follow your employees around, especially remote, and be like, how's it going? Was that okay? How was that interaction? So it's been my joy. It has been such a passion project for me to bring you this show that was teaching you the why, so that when you were ready for the how and the what, which was the tech, you had a better chance of using the tech properly and understanding like, hey, you don't just send a survey. There's a whole feedback loop. Remember that episode, couple episodes? And a lot of you said that you really found that helpful. So from me, it always meant the world to me when I was just drowning in messages as you all attended events or listened to an episode and reached out to me. I tried to respond to every single one. It made me so happy that I could maybe help you at some point in your career. Which brings me to my announcement. I am so passionate about this topic to end the unnecessary suffering of the modern workplace that I am stepping out on my own, under my own brand, and I am leaving the keys to this podcast in the hands of those at WorkLeap, and I trust that they will find another host to slot right in and continue the conversation. I have found my passion, and it's to help all of you kill your imposter syndrome, give you tools, templates, tips, and tricks to figure out what's going on, who, what, when, where, why something is or isn't working. What to do next when it doesn't, how to even start figuring out why your employees are disengaged. All of that content is in this podcast library. So please go back and revisit if and when a new host joins, continue on with them. And by following me on LinkedIn, you'll see what's Christy's next iteration of how we are going to drive engagement. That content in this feed is good. I've had a lot more time to do research and put together new frameworks. If you follow me on LinkedIn, you'll see give you even more in a different format. But I am eternally grateful to the tech companies, Pingboard and WorkLeap, for allowing me the opportunity to monologue to you in a microphone and get to do that, you know, while I worked from home and lean into my strengths, which I just love to create an experience. I love to help people. I love to research. I love to figure out a way to say something so that everybody gets it. And I just want to thank the leadership teams for letting me have that chance to find not only something that I'm good at, but something that I'm really passionate about, because it's leading me into the next phase of my career. So this is my final episode. I am signing off to my next adventure. But I want to tell you, like I often told you at the end of episodes, you're not crazy. Driving engagement is hard, but I see you. I see how much you care, and it is possible at your organization to make great lasting changes. If you're brave enough to think about it a little bit differently, and if you listen to the show, I know you are. So just keep going, okay? Thanks for all you've done for me. Thanks for all you've done at your companies and companies that haven't even had the chance to see how incredible you are and what you could do for them. Best of luck, and I will talk to you on a different channel. Bye for now.